Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Lance Lynn has the appearance of a crazy person on the mound, and we love it.
I find it ironic, Lance, that earlier in your career, some people used to say, oh, we don't think Lance Lynn is going to age well.
I find that as the game goes on, I actually feel better, and I've always been like that. So it's just another way for people just to keep big people down. And I won't allow it, so I'm just going to keep doing my thing and proving everybody wrong, and they can shove it where the sun doesn't shine.
Are you fat, or is that just a title?
I am absolutely fat.
I once went out for chicken wings with our skinny friend here, Danny Parkins, and he left so much meat on the bone, I was embarrassed to be seen with him.
Why even eat him if you're going to do that?
Right?
I can't turn down the Goose Island IPAs and ribeyes, so that's all I work with. Maybe throw some Illuminati's pizza in there, too, and everybody's good.
We go school shopping when you're a fat boy, there's one place in America you can shop, the Sears Husky Department. Here's how my dad would walk me into the Sears Husky Department, because he wanted everybody to know. All right, I got a fat ass kid, need some fat ass pants for his fat ass. Can I get some help, please?
I found a long time ago that the bigger guys last longer because they got more ability to handle stuff. Those skinny guys usually get beat up a little bit more.
That's you, Danny.
Yeah,
it's you.
You're skinny shaming me, Lance. I'm feeling very triggered and targeted right now.
Well, big people have been shamed their whole life. It's about time for that to change and go the other way.
Sir, if you just quiet down, I'd be happy to treat you to a garbage bag full of popcorn.
Just made to pry you, but you can't buy me off with food. I'm sick of all your stereotypes and cheap jokes. The overweight individuals in this country are just as smart and talented and hardworking as everybody else, and they're gonna make their voices heard. All they need is a leader.
One, two, three,
and here we go, Jeff. Here we go. Here we go, Jeff.
Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show, afternoons 2 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score and Odyssey Station.
Thanks for hanging out. Parkins and Spiegel on The Score. A busy day discussing sticky stuff in baseball with wild allegations. The White Sox walk off the Rays, take 2 of 3. They now have the best record in all of Major League Baseball.
Number one!
Justin Fields, officially number 2 on the depth chart, would go in if Andy Dalton was hurt. Allen Robinson will not be holding out, but Eddie Goldman, his absence, not excused. A lot today. A lot of news today.
Right, a lot of news, a lot of stuff percolating, a lot of things to talk about, and we learned from Matt Nagy that a plan is a plan.
It is a plan.
That's
what
it is.
Which are my favorite kind of plans.
I think so.
You should change them occasionally.
He's not gonna.
I would recommend he do that.
He's not gonna. Not interested.
He's got a bad plan.
The plan is the plan all the way through training camp, according to Matt Nagy.
Don't love that. It just doesn't leave yourself any room for the guy you traded up for to wow you, and it puts a low ceiling on it. I don't like it. Disappointed in Matt Nagy. I think it's very silly. I think it flies in the face of recent NFL history.
I know. What's funny is that you're usually the guy. You're like, actions over words. Let's see what happens here. But right now, you're all about the words.
It's all I have, other than baseball.
and you're listening. You're listening for everything. So desperate to hear something.
Yes.
That sounds like an open mind.
Maybe.
Yeah. And it's just not there.
It's not happening.
But your beloved baseball is percolating, baby. The Cubs get Jacob DeGrom. DeGrom tonight. That's a great thing to get. When
Chris
you lost
Bryant
the first
out of the
two.
Lineup, by the way, yeah. Day-to-day.
DeGrom has a lot of starts in a row. I think it's 10 starts in a row with at least 5 innings pitched and 10 Ks. Like, it's just freaking ridiculous what he's doing right now.
He's good.
How about the DeGrom?
Yeah, he's good. He's chasing Bob Gibson in his version of the year of the pitcher. Excuse me, it's 5 innings pitched and 1 or 0 earned runs. That's what it is. So he's got 10 starts. Bob Gibson had 11 in 1968 when his ERA was 1.12. Jacob DeGrom's ERA is half of what Bob Gibson's
0.56.
is. Yeah, it's half.
Cubs going to light him up for 2 runs today, baby. If I set the over under,
yeah,
Cubs runs against Jacob DeGrom at 2.5, you're taking the under.
In the game total or just against DeGrom?
Against DeGrom.
Oh.
1.5?
2.5? Is that the real number?
Can you actually do that?
Well, can you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can do anything.
Against a one pitcher?
Yeah.
On a gambling side?
Sure. Of course. And on the sports book of Parkins. I'll offer it to you right now.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
I'll offer it to you right now. Over and under.
This is a running theme all baseball season. Danny's convinced I'll be gambling on baseball before the year is out, and I will not go the way of Pete Rose.
You're saying.
Or Eddie Seacott.
I'm going to set a bad line to try to get you to gamble on baseball.
I wouldn't call out Shoeless Joe. I don't think he really did him. I will not go the way of Buck Weaver. I will not.
Ruin the first segment so you know the fix is in.
So.
What?
Under.
1.5?
One and a half.
If I were a gambling man?
If you were a gambler, because people can listen to Matt Spiegel's baseball expertise and they can gamble on it. So you're 1-0 in picks?
Yeah.
Let's go. You said you'd be a good baseball gambler. Are the Cubs going to score a couple of runs against Jake DeGrom tonight?
If I were, because I won my one last night, right?
You didn't make one last
night. Oh, yeah, two nights ago.
Two nights ago, you had the under in the Sox-Rays game. Try to keep up. There's baseball games every day. It's too long of a season.
I don't know. You're the baseball guy, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's 162 games in 181 days.
We have two teams in town.
Yeah. We have two teams
in town.
A lot
of baseball, Danny, right?
They're both in first place.
Good thing Danny has 2 monitors.
It's true.
You know, he can have The Bachelor on one monitor
and, the
and
NBA,
toggle between games.
And the NBA playoffs on the other. That's exactly right.
That is exactly right.
It's very exciting. Booted Holzer needs to be fired yesterday. But seriously, under?
Yeah, I'd probably
sounds,
go under.
I'd
probably go under. The Cubs have the Cubs offense has become very dependent on the home run over the last 14 or 15 days.
Yes.
And that is not a good way to be. You know who they need back? Matt Duffy. They need to
catch
another
fever.
Case of Matt Duffy fever.
Got it.
They do. They need more little contact at bats.
That would help.
And more stuff like that. They can't just be all homers or nothing. We saw that. The diversification is what lit their offense on fire. Now they're back to homer or nothing. That ain't going to work. But anyway.
Well, so from the White Sox game was fascinating for a number of reasons. They didn't put in Liam Hendricks in a tie game at home or extra innings, regulation or extra innings. And they ended up coming out with the win. Tony La Russa after the game said it was usage related. Which I'm guessing Liam Hendricks would disagree with unless it was about getting up to warm up and then going down. That would be the only thing that made sense, right? Because it was...
And he didn't reference that. He did not reference getting up and coming down. He said that he did not want to push him beyond one inning today because of 22 pitches last night and the Astros series looming.
So couldn't you have used him... So even once you used... Marshall to get out of the eighth, couldn't you just have used him for one inning in the ninth or tenth?
100%.
Am I missing something, Mr. Baseball?
He could. No. But well, that's why he wasn't going to come in to face Manuel Margot to get a 4-out save with 2 outs in the eighth, even though that was where the game was to be won or lost right there. Right? I mean, that's a very weird process.
It's so weird. You know, like I know the calculus, like for Tony, it's always a perfect world. It's like one inning up. You know, but in a save situation, it's never, you know, it's never fluid, the thought process there. So, yeah, it's odd. You know, I think they had, you know, Ruiz was warming up at some point there. It's like, dude, what's going on here?
Clearly, they had moved on to the post-Liam Hendricks situation with Ryan Burr and then would have been Ruiz.
They thought up was in, basically, at that point. Getting him up, and that was as far as they were going to push him today.
Well,
so it seemed.
It worked in this sense. He's fresh for the Astros series, and that's a very nice thing. He could pitch.
I mean, you know how it goes, though, in baseball speaks, and you too, Danny, avid baseball observer.
Thank you.
You know, when you plan for tomorrow's game.
They're going to win or lose by five.
Yes, exactly.
And it's not even going to be an issue tomorrow.
Yeah, so 15-2 or whatever on Saturday. He hasn't pitched that much. We just went through it.
Yeah.
22 pitches, one inning, day off, 13 pitches, one inning, wasn't used in the blood. So 35 pitches in two innings in 4 days.
For a guy who loves to work.
Yeah.
And absolutely loves to work and thrives on it, pitches better. But Tony's not alone. Rick Hahn and Liam Hendricks tussling about it in the dugout a week or two ago, good-naturedly. You know, he likes to be used more than Tony's going to use him.
But they are the best team in baseball. The resiliency is remarkable.
Yeah, they're the best team in the American League.
Yeah, I undersold him. I goaded him into saying best team in the American League because I was like, Dodgers. But they have the best win percentage of all of Major League Baseball. And you think, okay, well, that's the biggest thing that came out of today's game. And that's a reasonable assumption. But Steve Stone, contributor to the score, he's just it's a gem of wisdom all the time. Everything he says, it's like, oh, that should be written in a book or on a tablet somewhere. He shared an anecdote today that I'm curious if you were aware of, and I'd like to hear this for the first time.
Joey Wendell won a D2 championship at Westchester University, and that was the same school that provided the Yankees their longtime organist, Eddie Layton, who did the score for a number of soap operas.
That I didn't know.
I didn't know that either. He was the Knicks and Rangers organist for a long while, but he also did the theme to a couple of soap operas. Were you one of those guys who watched soap operas on the road? I know baseball players did that a lot back in the day.
I didn't, but I had a chance to appear on All of My Children.
Really?
Yeah, I turned it down.
What?
Yeah. Didn't want to get up that early.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, look how things could have changed. I wouldn't be here sitting with you. Wouldn't have enjoyed this because I might have been catapulted into soap opera, whatever it was. Yeah. Didn't do it.
Think of how much more quickly Susan Lucci would have won her Emmy as that ball is hit to right field on a line. It's going to get by Lamb.
That is a great line by Benetti.
He's very good at his job.
And he knows the context. He knows that Susan Lucci didn't win an Emmy until very late in her career and just folds it in right before the next pitch.
Think of how much more quickly Susan Lucci would have won her Emmy as that ball is hit to right field on a line. It's going to get by Lamb.
Only our game speaks.
Seriously, there is no room in a football game for that. You know, I don't care what soap opera Tom Thayer turned down. There's no way he's working the anecdote in, and Jeff Joniak is squeezing it in before he calls a punt return. There's just no way. That's our game.
That is your game. I'll give that one to baseball.
That's why we love it.
I'm willing to concede it.
There it is.
Never mind the stuff we talked about for the other 3 hours of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no.
Look at all that.
Yeah, Danny.
We were almost crying earlier.
Danny, you can't deny. You can't deny that only our game provides that.
I'm not denying it. I'm giving it to you.
Can you imagine Stacey King talking about his appearance on The Bold and the Beautiful and just trying to squeeze that in and Adam Amin like remarking on it before he documents the fast break that Kobe White is leading?
It's hard to imagine. It's.
Think of how much more quickly Susan Lucci would have won her Emmy as that ball is hit to right field on a line. It's going to get by Lamb.
Swirsky, like General Hospital. Boop.
Boop.
Days of Our Lives.
Yeah.
Right. The Rustlers.
Young and the Rustlers.
Eddie O talking about his appearance on As the World Turns that he turned down just before Pat Foley criticizes another anthem singer. Honey, it's not all about you.
I've apparently offended some people.
I'd like to apologize.
I'm going to apologize.
I wish I didn't say that. I'm sorry if I offended some folks. Apparently I did, and so I apologize.
Oh, okay. Well, then all is forgiven.
Everything's fine.
Those soap opera fans, yeah. They're very sensitive. Pat Foley's always stepping in it with us.
Steve Stone on All My Children. I need to know more. Friday?
Well, let's ask our executive praise. I thought he was coming back after the game. He's like, I'll be there.
Yeah, I remember that part. The most see-through part of all of it. I'm going to come back after the game. A few beers deep, just come right in the studio and finish the show.
Yeah, sure. Shane Reardon, for anyone who doesn't know,
passed away.
Yeah, he's dead to us. He asked, quote unquote, if he could go sit with Bernsie in great seats today during the show. It was ridiculous of Bernstein to invite him, given you know he's the executive producer of the afternoon show. And Shane was like, "I'll just create content for you guys." Tanny, I know you're you know Dr. NBA here, so you've got a lot of titles on the show, Audio Overload. But you were the official tracker, record keeper, if you will, of all of the content that Shane provided for us.
It was plentiful
for being at the White Sox game today. He booked guests. He booked a suicidal baseball fan, and then an ex-baseball player and Mark Grody. But I was just
not funny because I worried about it.
I'm just curious. I'm just curious. How much content did we get out of Shane being at the White Sox game today?
Well, now this is, you know, to be fair to Shane, there could be so much content that we don't know yet that he's going to pitch tomorrow in the meeting and he's going to fill up every segment with content. We don't know that yet. But
he might have booked for a con.
I'm just going by the Twitter timeline here.
Yeah.
Because I was told this was social media driven and it was Twitter content that we were looking for. Mm. So first tweet, skipping at Park and Spiegel today. LMAOOOO. Sorry.
Okay.
With a photo of the game and really good seats.
Yeah.
Must be nice. Tweet number two in the thread. What the hell, man? LOL. And it's Ronnie Woo Woo, a video of him getting razzed in the front row. Actually, some people giving fist bumps to Ronnie Woo Woo. He says he just loves the game.
Good.
So, but you could have gotten Ronnie Woo Woo content anywhere else on Twitter. I saw, and several people had that.
And that's your game too, by the way. If you get the soap opera thing.
You better claim Ronnie Woo Woo, my friend.
No comment.
All right.
Continue.
Moving along.
And by the way, all of this content, of course, on the Parkins and Spiegel Twitter account, right? Because he was doing it for the show.
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh,
no,
of course. Yeah, on his own personal. To grow his own brand.
And the final tweet, as we documented earlier, a quote from Dan Bernstein with a photo, quote, "I should have put suntan lotion on my thighs." And there's a photo of Dan Bernstein and clad in cargo shorts, I believe.
And that tweet was hours ago, by the way.
3 hours ago.
Which is when the show started.
He's provided Ronnie Woo Woo content, which is available lots of other places, and then Dan Bernstein partial nudity, which no one requested.
That's right.
Okay.
Well,
this is unexciting so far.
Well, and that's the end of it, I believe.
That is?
I believe
is
that's,
that what he stopped?
I believe that's the 3 hours
I'm
ago.
I'm even looking at replies, and there's another photo of Ronnie Woohoo that he tweeted to Lynn Bramer.
Oh, my God. He stopped.
Yeah, chatting up with Cody Decker. Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah, not a whole lot going on here.
Okay. Well, thank you.
All right.
It was good content, though. It was very genuine when he said he was going to call into the show. He's going to give us reports.
Here, it's content probably going to be for Bernstein and Rahimi tomorrow. I'm guessing.
Oh,
it's
maybe he shows up on their show.
Show up on that show.
To be fair, these last 3 minutes here in the 5 o'clock hour have been content. His lack of content has become content.
Became content. Okay. Well, again, he's dead to us. So thank you very much. Go ahead.
A good moment. A good thing today for the White Sox, in my opinion, to see one of many of their starting pitchers who rely on four-seam fastballs that carry here in the post-sticky stuff, at least conversation, to have Giolito look good. Yeah, you know, a very, very solid day for Giolito overall.
At the end of the day, when you have good stuff and you can change the hitter's eye level, all parts of the zone, like, you're going to be okay, you would think.
Yeah, I know, but like, we're going to be checking out everybody who is built around a four-seamer that carries or built around a slider that really bites vertically. We're all going to be checking them out over the next couple weeks. Monday is when the enforcement begins in full, but the threat has been enough for some people. So good sign today on that front.
Cubs baseball coming up in just a little bit. A hilarious memo from the NFL, at least from where I'm sitting. Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously.
But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
To honor and remember those we have lost, please join me in observing a moment of silence.
It was so heartfelt then. It really was a real tearjerker.
It reminds me, Danny, of the early days of the pandemic when Roger Goodell came blasting through the mountain of paper towels and hand sanitizer with free agent frenzy and eventually a draft, just not caring at all.
Oh, the Broncos don't have a quarterback? Play on. Oh, we're putting this game on a Tuesday? Play on. Doesn't matter. We're the NFL. Pandemics don't affect us.
Uh-huh.
A memo was released today, and there's many things interesting about this, one of which is this is agreed upon by the league and the players' union. So this isn't just the league saying, here, we're strong-arming you into this. The Players Association has agreed on COVID protocols.
Yeah. And it's like, it's clear now, finally, that the NFL deeply cares about the safety of its players.
They really, really want these dudes to get vaccinated, either because they care about their health.
That's possible. You know, it's on the table that they care about the health of their players.
Or they want to be sure they get in every game for the national TV window and the TV contracts.
Oh, yeah.
You
can
decide why you think their motivation is. We just report the news.
Yeah.
But here's one of the biggest items here. I'm reading this from Pro Football Talk. Vaccinated players are allowed to go to high-risk places like bars and nightclubs.
Yeah.
Unvaccinated players are not, and if they're seen at a place like that, they can be fined up to $50,000.
Oh, my God.
Unvaccinated players tested every day. Mm-hmm. Vaccinated players not. How about this? Unvaccinated players have to wear masks at the facility and while traveling.
Yes.
Vaccinated players do not. So basically, if you are not vaccinated, your mask is going to be like the scarlet letter. Everyone will know that you are not vaccinated.
Yes.
On the team, around the team, footage of the team, etc.
How about these? If you're vaccinated, no physical distancing required in the club facility. Not fully vaccinated, have to remain distant from everyone. Fully vaccinated, no capacity limits in the weight room. Not fully vaccinated, 15-player limit in the weight room.
And how about this in terms of bringing people on the road into the hotel room? You know, maybe they do. Maybe professional athletes like to do that a time or two. Unvaccinated players may not leave the team hotel or interact with people outside the team while traveling. Vaccinated players can.
How about this?
Wait, that's a big one. We should pause on that.
That's big.
On the road, if you're vaccinated, people not on the team, bring them by. If you're unvaccinated, no.
No guests whatsoever.
That's tough.
Would you like to use the sauna or the steam room? Not allowed to if you're not vaccinated. And then I love this one. No social media marketing sponsorship activities permitted. They are taking money out of your pocket. This will ensure, private businessmen, they are ensuring that everyone gets vaccinated so they don't have to deal with COVID protocols like the NBA and Chris Paul. Right now, as we speak.
Right, just happening in the middle of the playoffs with one of the best players in the postseason, now out indefinitely because of COVID protocols.
What else is there? Should be more here. If you are not vaccinated, you have to eat in the parking lot.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
While everyone else is in the cafeteria.
You have to cite the Pledge of Allegiance in front of the class. And do your school alma mater.
Yes.
Just be hazed all year long. Training camp never ends.
Right.
Carry the equipment.
You have to drive a Mini Cooper to every game. I don't care how big you are. And you're the only guy. You can have no driver accompanying you to take a shift.
No free refills. Oh, no.
Yeah. It's terrible. So, yeah, I would imagine most players will get vaccinated because of these rules. But the ones who don't, way to be committed to the cause.
How about will we see fake vaccination cards? Will we see phony IDs?
Yeah, they exist already.
They do?
Oh, you can exclusively report that?
I'd rather not, but I. Yeah.
But you just did.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, sure. If anyone wanted one, I think they were going to do whatever they could to get one anyway.
Yeah.
That's true.
Probably not hard to do, I guess. I'm thinking about it.
I would imagine for an NFL team, though.
It'll be something bigger than just a photo of your vaccination card.
I would like to think, but then again.
Please send us a photoshopped version of someone else's vaccination card.
Ridiculous. We're the hour-by-hour matching donors are piling up for the first ever What About Chicago Radiothon, June 23rd. I'll be broadcasting 24 hours. We're funding the construction of a grocery store in a food desert in Austin and then employs high school kids from the neighborhood. If you would like to make a significant donation, if your company would like to make a significant donation, $5,000. Matching donation hour by hour, email me. If you want to get involved in this, 670radiothon@gmail.com. 670radiothon@gmail.com. You could also DM me on Twitter. Buy a shirt to support the cause, obvious shirts. And if you're not a high net worth individual, you want to just support the cause, 670thescore.com/give. 670thescore.com/give. June 23rd, the inaugural What About Chicago Radiothon. 1 week from today. 1 week from today, man.
Wow, man.
It's a long time coming. Very much excited about it. Thank you to Herb Lawrence sitting in for Shane Reardon, who was at the baseball game. Thank you to Connor running our Twitch chat and video stream. We appreciate you. Chris Tannehill makes us sound better than we are each and every day. For Matt Spiegel, I'm Danny Parkins. The Cubs have Jacob DeGrom tonight. Zach Zaidman takes over before Pat and Ron. Cubs baseball coming up next. We are Parkins and Spiegel. This is The Score.
It's over, man. It's over. It's all gone. It's all over. It's all over, man. All over. Enjoy. All the slack jawing's over. It's over.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.